At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom.
Welcome, welcome. It's Up Front with Alan Brazil, my guest this morning, Ray Parler. Hiya, Ray.
How are you doing, Al? Very good indeed.
Don't forget, Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by Bet on Brazil. Go to betonbrazil.com for all the latest odds and offers and all the big sporting events. Right, I think we'll start with Hail Hail. The Celts are here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Another average result,
wasn't it?
Astana 1, Celtic 1. Saying that, Celtic will beat them at Parkhead. So I think Brendan will be okay. I do. Listen, it was a good draw against Leicester in the pre-season friendlies. Celtic at the time were the better team.
Yeah.
So I think they'll put this to bed at Celtic Park and then they'll be in the Champions League proper.
Well, that's the most important
40 million. Get in
there. Yeah, that's the most important thing for Brendan Rodgers. I mean, the first game weren't the best, was it? Against the Imps.
No.
When the policemen scoring goals and...
Choke.
Unbelievable. So they got the job done in the end at Parkhead. So I'm sure this will be very similar. They got the away goal.
It's a difficult one, isn't it?
It's a little bit harder. This game's a lot harder than the first one.
I agree. I think so.
But, you know, you expect Brendan Rodgers... Would he be under pressure if he lost big time?
No.
If he lost?
Oh, no, if he lost, yeah, because Celtic
straight
are desperate.
Away, they need this for the financial.
Finance. You know, they've paid Brendan a real good package, I'm told, which means, you know, you've got to deliver, you've got to get us in Europe, and that covers it all. It's between 30 and 40 million, I think.
Yeah.
So that's big money for Celtic.
Would he be under pressure? I mean, if he gets through and he starts losing the first few league games and Rangers are doing well.
No. Stop talking yourself into this, please. No. Look, Celtic are odds on favourites. You know the bookies don't lose
but
much.
But Rangers, they're buying some players. They've got some good.
Who?
Well, Joey Barton's going to be good for them in that midfield
Clint
area.
Hill. Is it Clint Hill? He's older than me.
They've got Dean Windass's boy, haven't they? Josh Windass, he's a good little striker. He's going to get better. He's going to improve.
Right. So, relax.
I'm looking forward to being a lot closer than what people expect. I mean, the way the betting's going, 1-3, it looks like they'll breeze it. But I don't think it's a lot closer than that.
Don't forget, Hibs played Rangers off the park.
And Aberdeen, let's not forget Aberdeen. Aberdeen's still going to be
Hearts went out, didn't
hoping
they?
It. Oh. I think they're about 20-1. I think Aberdeen.
Yeah, no, it will be good, and to get the Old Firm games again is great. We need that. In
yeah, absolutely.
But Celtic, you're right. It will be closer, but I make Celtic favourites.
Well, now they got rid of that centre half. They bought Colo Torre. Oh,
another accident.
I don't know. Well, I played with Colo. Colo was a top little player though. I know he's got older. He's 35, but he can read the game. He's not as quick as he used to. Gets
watch,
a few injuries.
Watch yourself
in
on the five sides, Brendan.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean,
remember that when he came to Arsenal?
Well, his trial when he kicked Arsene Wenger, he kicked Henry and kicked Bergkamp. He was nearly in tears, a poor man. It was his trial, and it was unbelievable. When I went in after training, where Wenger was on it, he had an ice pack on his ankle, and I did try and stick up for him. Said, "Boss, I don't think you meant to do that." And he went, "Look at my ankle. There's big bruise on it, big lump." But he's, I like his desire. We sign him tomorrow. And he was there for many years, 9 years out. He was in the unbeaten season.
I can't believe that.
Him and Campbell.
He kept Keon out the team.
Well, Martin was 35. So he was. It was mainly Lauren.
I think Martin's still a better player.
Lauren was right back. It was Colo Torre, Sol Campbell and Ashley Cole.
Wow. Talking about not great results, what about West Ham, mate?
Yeah, West Ham. Obviously, Bilic was in the stand, wasn't he? Weren't allowed on the touchline. Won a great performance.
By the way, I thought I had a bad back. His back is either Bilic.
Is he?
Oh, have you not seen him?
No, I haven't seen him, no.
It's curved
slouching.
Oh.
He's in Slovenia, wasn't it, this one?
Quasimodo.
But this should be a cracking game, the first game back. I know you want tickets, Al. Are you trying to get tickets for someone?
I am. Bobby, yeah. He's a big West Ham fan, although he lives out in Chelmsford, Dewey, so I've got to try and get him to.
Well, they'd be like gold dust, Al. First ever game on the new Olympic Stadium. Mm. It should be a cracking
and
atmosphere.
The atmosphere was great at the Athletics the other night, so it will be good down
well,
there.
Well, Adrian made two really good saves, though, towards the end of the game. 2 minutes to go, he made one brilliant save. Reaction. Now, if it goes 3-1 now, suddenly it's a more difficult game. I mean, they've got the away goal, Mark Noble scoring the goal for West Ham, but you expect them, again, a little bit like Celtic, being at home, you expect to be a major factor in them getting into the
last group. West Ham will be fine, Europa League, but do they want it, Ray? Ask yourself, do they want Europa League?
Well, again, you look at this Europa
Champions
League.
League, by the way.
Well, that's financially
big difference.
Big difference. But I think West Ham fans would be delighted that they're back into Europe. You know, it must be great for fans. They'd be able to travel away from home. West Ham have got a great following away from home. So they can go to different places around Europe and they'll really enjoy that. So for the fans, it's great. Probably Bilic is looking at it saying, have we got a big enough squad to on all fronts? Because once that FA Cup starts and they might be still in it, you know, the games come thick and fast. You get a few injuries out to key players, then you're struggling in the Premier League.
Well, we'll not get long to go to the start of the Premier League race. So let's have a look at some of the transfer activity, what could happen. Stones around 50 million. Look, he's flown out with Everton for a pre-season tournament, but I think by the time he comes back, he'll be a City player.
Well, again, they're negotiating. I'm sure they're negotiating. Everton will be holding out for maximum money. They know they're desperate for him, Man City. He would be a great signing for City. I think Pep Guardiola will look at it and he needs to get that fresh blood in at the back.
He'll be a better player under Pep because Pep
will Vincent Kompany. I don't know if Vincent Kompany is going to play. Hopefully he'll be a lot fitter than last year. He was always injured last year. He didn't even play. Can you imagine Kompany alongside Stones? I think that could be a little partnership. So, look, it looks like Bonucci, who there was linked with, he will be staying because we had a guy come on the other day, and he said if Pogba leaves, he looks like he's going Man United, Bonucci definitely won't leave. I've just bought Higuain as well. So Juventus need their top-class players. They'll be in the Champions League. So, but that'd be bad news for City because he was heavily linked with Bonucci.
It's funny the vibes coming from City, especially from Pep, Ray, talking about we're not there yet. We're nowhere near it. We're not, you know, as a unit, we're not playing well. We're not passing. We're not at ease. There's something wrong. And, he's got the hump in here with one or two of the players.
Yeah.
A little bit overweight. He's not having it.
Well, the problem is with if City and a lot of the top clubs, a lot of their players are still away on holiday. So you can't get the pattern of play. You can't get the system you want to play, get people together playing together because a lot of these guys are in the Euros and they get extra time off. A lot of the old Arsenal players who played in it, Koscielny, Giroud, they're all off still.
Haven't kicked a ball.
No, haven't kicked a ball. So they're going to be behind everybody. And that might be an option if you're playing these top sides early. And they're missing stars like Sanchez or Ozil, you know, Koscielny going by the Arsenal situation. It could be an advantage for him. So yeah. That's the problem with Pep Guardiola.
Do you know what, Ray? Across the other city, side of the city, excuse me, United, I think they're really confident at the moment.
Well,
think about it, who they've got now.
They crashed down in price. Out there was probably 5-6-1 to win the league. Now suddenly they're 3-1 because all the players they're signing, Mkhitaryan, we talked about Ibrahimovic. They got Martial. They got Rashford. And what was their problem last year? United not scoring enough goals, not creative football. But now they've got players in there. They've got loads of goals. You can get Pogba coming in that midfield as well. He'll be scoring goals for midfield. You'll have Mkhitaryan on one side. You have Martial if he plays. Rashford to come on. Rooney. You know, all these players who can score goals.
Talking about United, you know who I'd take a chance with if I was managing a team? Januzaj. I'd take a chance with him.
Well, he's been in there.
I would get him. I'd buy him. I think he's got potential.
Well, they're having a big clear out, aren't they? I think Jose looks at the squad. He's got a lot of the youngsters will be leaving. And you know they need first team football as well. They're not going to get an opportunity. I don't mean with Jose. Look, people like Rashford will because he's another level above a lot of them youngsters. But people like Schweinsteiger didn't really work out for him, did they? The move. A lot of people were a little
what
bit.
About 50... boy, what about the boy from Southampton who came? Surely he's got to be given
Schneiderlin.
A chance. Yes.
Well, he's a player that. I'm looking at, if you've got Pogba who's going to be breaking from that midfield, you need a little bit of an insurance alongside him. That's where Kante, you know, he does a great job for the team. He allows other people to get forward and he just sits in front and does probably two jobs for one person. So that's what they've got to look at alongside Pogba.
Yeah.
So Schneiderlin, it could be his chance that, you know, Jose gives him an opportunity.
Who's the guy you really like? The boy?
Mkhitaryan.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a really good player. He's got pace. He's got something different. He scores goals. Dortmund, he was excellent. Excellent. And I think for the money, I think it's about 28 million. That's a bargain.
Yeah.
If you're talking about 112 million for Pogba, I think they've got a bargain with Mkhitaryan.
We should mention one or two of the City names been branded about. This guy, Jesus, 19-year-old forward winger, Palmeiras from Brazil, valued at 20 million. Moreno's only 19. He's in Colombia, Atletico. By the way, talking about Atletico,
a lot of South Americans, you know.
I'm told Costa's going back to Spain.
Well, it looks like Lukaku's the key to that, probably.
Lukaku to Chelsea, Costa back to Atletico, and Boney to Everton. That's what I've been told.
Well, again, usually one transfer triggers quite a few. So we'll all be waiting to see what happens. John Stones, I'm sure, if he leaves.
Where are we
Everton,
going? Classic FM, or are we going to.
What's that?
You and me, are we two?
I don't know. I think I'll be leaving before you, Al. You're part of the woodwork over there.
Mm. Right, so we're now on to the Arsenal, pal. Arsene Wenger wants to sign another forward, we hear. Mm. Lacazette was rejected, I believe. Is he talking about this year or 2042?
No, he's come on. He's come on recently and said, look, we're still, our eyes are open for any signings.
Yeah, at 2
forward,
million. At 2 million.
A forward.
He's a tight... I nearly said something.
No, no, no. He is
a tight get.
They're not far away. But, again, the prices is unbelievable now. Higuain, would you have bought him for 76 million? I think that's overpriced.
No.
I would have put him in the 30, 40 million pound bracket, maybe.
Football's gone mad again.
75 million. You're thinking, wow, that's serious money. But look, Wenger knows he needs a forward. He's just trying to find that right person to come into the club. Mertesacker's out as well now.
Really, the reason why they're paying 75 mil. They know Pogba's on his way, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. They've got 110
so
in the bank.
Pogba for a centre forward
as well,
score
on
goals.
Top. So, yeah, you can see why that happens. But, yeah, on this transfer market, still a long way to go, Al. I think there's a lot of clubs who have been pretty quiet. I think West Ham, we talked about. Crespo's out, left back. They played a right-footed player at left
Everton
back.
Quiet.
Everton quiet. Southampton, will they go into the market? Lost Wanyama. So I think there's still a lot of action to be made. I was waiting for Benteke to move on. That was always the shout from Palace. Will he, they're desperate for a striker up front. They lost Gal, didn't they, to Newcastle?
I'm not sure what Benteke mean.
Well, I think he suits certain teams. And the one thing about Palace is they get it wide. You know, with Zaha, Balassi, Townsend's been there, isn't he? And just Townsend.
Zaha's got the hump. He said, he quoted him, Palace have misled me.
Well, promised him probably a new contract. But he's got 3 years on his contract now, but which doesn't mean a thing these days. I mean, if a player wants to move on or not happy, you know, they get more or less they you know, they can sulk and move on quickly.
Sure.
And the clubs don't want them sort of players in the dressing room area because it affects everybody else.
Okay, so Up Front with Alan Brazil is sponsored by betonbrazil.com. It's a brand new betting site for all sports punters, great odds, markets, and offers on all great sporting events. Listeners to this podcast, and this is interesting, listeners to this podcast can now get a free £10 when they deposit £10, just be using the promo code ALAN10, capital ALAN 10. Just visit betonbrazil.com, enter the promo code ALAN10. When you deposit your £10, you'll get £10 free. Also, look out for our daily happy hour. No, not a beer, Ray. That's between 5 and 6 o'clock. So sign up now, betonbrazil.com. It's for only over 18s only, please. And betting should be fun, so please just go easy. Ray and I have the odd fiver, tenner. Go easy, please.
Yeah, don't let it affect you. But no. Happy hours every day with you, haven't it?
I know. Well, we're only here for a visit.
You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom.
Okay, Fan in the Van is brought to you by Jewson with over 600 branches nationwide. You're never far away from your local timber and builders, merchant, trade and public. Welcome, of course. Right, let's say a very, very good day and good morning to Dave McLeod, who is a big Celtic fan in Coventry. Dave, how are you, Dave?
Good morning, Dave.
Morning, Ray. Morning, Alan. Very well, thank you.
I'm good. And how are things, Dave, at the moment, the building trade? Good?
Good, yeah. Very busy, yeah. Struggling to get men, to be fair. There's lots of work out there for everyone.
Is that right? Now, how does that work, then? It's weird. We talk about, you know, we keep going on about Brexit, and now it's happened, and foreign labour, and yet, you know, the building trade, we're based in London. There's cranes everywhere. So I don't understand this, why we can't get good labourers.
Well, I think the thing for us, Alan, we do extensions and that on people's houses. So the interest rates are low. So people are borrowing money, I think.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, on their mortgages and, you know, whatever they've got. So, yeah, we're good. We're booked up for the next 12 months.
Wow,
that's good. Brilliant. Good to know. Dave, and you are a big Celtic fan. I'm sitting across to one as well, Dave. So you're in good company here.
That.
But are you excited about the season? And obviously the Old Firm derbies. It's going to be so exciting to having them back, isn't it?
Well, it will be. It will be. We've got a little bit of an argument here, Ray, about an Old Firm derby, though, to be fair.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us don't call it Old Firm derbies now because they went under 4 years ago.
Oh, right, OK.
Are they the same club as they were? Or
so it's a new firm derby.
A new firm derby. Okay.
Do you know? You know what, Dave? This is interesting.
Oh,
right?
You're Alan now. He's poked up a little bit.
This is interesting because I am delighted they're back. Right, being a Celtic supporter, I'm delighted Rangers are back because I've said it before live on radio. When the Old Firm games at Hampden when I was a kid, when they crossed the halfway line, when I say they, I mean Rangers, when they crossed the halfway line, I'd sickness in my stomach. I really did. And I missed it this last year or two. I've really missed it. I'm delighted they're back. They're coming back and they're giving it big large. You know, Joey Barton, Scott Brown won't get near me. I can't wait. Yep. I really can't wait.
No, I think we're right. September the 10th, obviously, we've got them coming up. No, look, all joking aside about them going bust and being another club, I think it's a bit of fun, to be fair. But, yeah, it's great for Scottish football. And Brendan Rodgers, I think, has been a great appointment.
Yeah, he'll be good. So, listen, don't worry about the European campaign. At the moment, it's a little bit iffy, but I think we'll beat Astana. I think we'll beat Astana. I think we will qualify. But then I'm not sure how we'll do it because the standard in Scotland is not great.
No, it isn't. It isn't. But, I mean, I think if Rodgers can just do enough to just get us... I mean, if we could draw Malmo, who we lost to last year, if we can get that sort of opponent, I think Brendan Rodgers will give us a little bit more than maybe Ronnie
did. I like
did.
Brendan as well.
Nice
I'm a Brendan fan, Dave. Now, Dave, you're in Coventry. So I had, at the end of my career, I had a little spell there. And, of course, big Jim Holton, 6 foot two, eyes are blue. Big Jim Holton's after you. He had the pub there, didn't he, the Rising Sun?
He did, the Rising Sun. Yeah, when Jim packed in playing for Coventry, he come and played locally. And I played with Jim for 2 seasons at a place called the Talbot. Which was a factory in Coventry. Jim was fantastic.
I'm a little bit surprised, Dave, that Alan would know a pub. I can't believe it.
I'm
silly shocked. Obviously, he doesn't go to many establishments these days.
I remember it
well. He must have had an orange in one or something.
And what a lovely man he was, Jim Holton, wasn't
brilliant.
He?
Do you follow anybody in England? Do you go to Coventry or two? Or you're just going purely for Celtic and go every game?
Purely for Celtic. I don't go every game. I was at the game last week against the Gibraltar team, the Red Imps, and I'm going next Wednesday to Parkhead. No, I'll be honest, my dad took me to Man U when I was a kid, and I went to Celtic when I was about 19 and just fell in love with it. But my dad was from Dublin and my mum's from Hamilton.
Right.
Wow. So that's where my connection is.
Yeah, my old man used to sing in the pubs and he wasn't a drinker, by the way, but Cambus Lang, places like that. I don't know if you know Cambus Lang. But I think I'm right in saying in Coventry there's a big Celtic club and I think there's big Rangers support as well, isn't there?
There is. There is with both. Yeah, they both, come down here after the wars and, to find work. That's why my mum's family come from Ireland and from Hamilton. And, there's a big Rangers and Celtic supporters clubs. Yeah, we got 3, believe it or not, in Coventry Celtic sports clubs.
Is that right?
So, yeah.
Amazing.
So it's good. It's good. And this is, for the last few years, we've had the joy of Martin O'Neill for years, and he really lifted everything, didn't he?
You know, Martin was great. I had my golf day, which Ray Parler played in just, 10 days ago. That was down at Kingswood for Sparks Children's Charity. Martin turned up. Yeah. Martin was great. We had a lovely day. He was great, Martin.
Yeah. Well, he lifted the whole place, didn't he? We had sellout crowds and we've had a few now. And the Ronnie period, I think, was just a test by Peter Lawwell to see if we could get away with a couple of years.
And Neil Lennon done well as well, really, Dave, didn't he?
I love Lenny. Yeah, I've met Lenny a couple of times.
Dave, that's
brilliant.
A bet. Hibs will win that league. Lennon will bring them back up.
Yes, yeah. And I think my guess is Lenny's sitting at Hibs for 3 years and when Brendan leaves us, Lenny walks back in.
Yeah, what about Stubbsy, though? Stubbsy done well, didn't he? In the cup final against the Gers.
Was quite enjoyable.
So do you think, Dave, do you think...
We're sitting here, by the way, Dave, we're sitting here with a producer who is as blue as they come, let me tell you. I'm loving this.
Dave, I know you can't be in the same room as us now, but I'm looking across and Alan, believe it or not, has got a blue jersey on. Looks like a Rangers jersey.
No, that's our lady's blue. No, listen, what was I going to say? Coventry, my two pals are in there.
Yeah.
Tony Mowbray and Mark Venus at the moment.
Yeah.
And they tell me they're a young side. They've just got to toughen up a wee bit.
That's it. He'd done fantastic up to Christmas. Had him top of the league at one stage. And I don't think there's any resources, Alan, there at Dunn. Nearly everyone's on loan. That young Armstrong from Arsenal from Newcastle scored a load of goals last year. But then he went a bit quiet after Christmas.
Yeah.
But now, I think he's doing a great job on what he's got.
So, Dave, so this is great news for you then, your business. Look, we are big fans of Paul at Jusen, and we're having lunch next week. So as far as you're concerned, the building trade is buoyant at the moment. It's good.
Very buoyant. Yeah,
brilliant.
Right.
Wonderful. Well, listen, we wish you well, and I really mean that. Great to talk to you, Dave.
Good luck, Dave. Yeah.
And hopefully one day we'll bump into each other, have a glass. And as I say before, hail, hail, we'll do it again.
Yes, fantastic.
Cheers, Dave.
Cheers, Dave. Take care, mate.
So that was Dave McLeod, general builder there, booked up for 12 months, Ray Parlour. Brilliant, eh?
Well, you need your extension done, didn't you? So you better not book Dave up. He's too busy.
I just left my kitchen extension to my wife, my daughter.
Oh.
Right?
Never let women
know. I have to tell you, it is magnificent.
But how much? You got to pay for it. You're there to pay for it.
I think I paid three times over. Fan in the Van is brought to you by Jusen with over 600 branches nationwide. Don't forget, you're never far from your local timber and builder's merchant. Trade and public welcome. Thank you to Dave McLeod.
You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom.
Just quick one there, Ray. Down
Championship is soon. Hopefully that'll be kicking off next week.
To be honest, I'm talking about betting here. I am going to have a bet on Newcastle. I think Newcastle will win it.
They've really shortened up, they have now. I mean, I think there was 5-2, 9-4. I think they're about 7-4 now. So you know, a lot of people go with Rafa Benitez. You know, when Wijnaldum looks like he's gone. Sissoko's the big question mark. What happens with him? There's reports that Real Madrid are looking at him.
Ray, he looked a world beater.
I know, but Real Madrid are looking at
him. Yeah, but did you see him in the Euros? Semi-final, final? Where has he been?
Yeah, but how frustrating is that for a Newcastle fan who's gone down and you see a player who wears a Newcastle shirt and he plays like that for his national side, and you don't see none of that when he's playing for his club side. So that doesn't stand in good stead. Hazard was a little bit like that. You know, where was he start the season? At the end, he started picking up a bit.
That Tottenham game was brilliant, wasn't it?
Oh, unbelievable. End of the season, he scored a Bournemouth couple of goals, and he suddenly goes into the Euros in a different frame of mind. So a lot of players can do it, turn it on and turn it off.
So Ray, we're saying we think Newcastle will win it. What about the three that have come up? I think, if I'm being honest, and this is horrible, I think the bet is Hull to go down. Well, I think Hull are down now.
It's going to be tough for them. I mean, losing their manager.
I do.
In a bad situation. Look, Steve Bruce knew he needed new players. He needed players that, you know the Premier League. He probably had too many Championship players in that team, which will get you up. But when the quality goes up, Al, then he knows he needs a few players. So it's going to be tough
Roberto,
for them.
Will they get the job, Hull? There was money for him, you know.
Di Matteo, yeah.
There was money for him. No, sorry, Martinez.
Oh, Martinez.
There was money for him through the book.
Obviously, Di Matteo.
It's gone quiet now. It's gone quiet.
Is it? Yeah. Well, I mean, I've said there's always rumours coming. I think someone else coming really. We asked someone the other day, didn't we, about Hull?
Bob Bradley, is it?
Yeah, yes, it. Yeah,
the USA guy who's coaching in.
He's in France at the moment.
Yeah, that tells you.
Someone knows
that's
something.
Weird. Right, someone spilt the beans there. They've spoken to him.
Hard-working, he likes hard-working players. And
he's a Yank, isn't
he? Yeah, so look.
Get in the hole!
But they've got to make a quick decision, though, haven't they? I mean, you're only 2 weeks away from the season.
I know.
And, you know, who's going to be taking the players? And
Barrow, so, your old boys?
Barrow, they've got, at least they made some signings. They've gone out and Negredo's a good signing. Nefes.
Oh, couldn't hit a Barron d'Or.
Huh?
At Valencia, couldn't he hit a Barron d'Or? Did you not see him when Gary Neville took over?
Negredo.
The chances he had.
Yeah. Well, maybe.
Honest.
Maybe it's a gamble, but they've only got. They've got him on season a long loan, haven't they? So hopefully he can bang the goals in. That's what they lacked last year. You've got Jordan Rhodes.
Like your left foot, by the way.
I'm looking forward to seeing Jordan Rhodes as well. I mean, everybody's thought. No one's really took a gamble with him in the Premier League.
Roy Keane let him go for Mitzi, isn't he?
But can he do it?
And
you know, if he can come in and with him instincts like you had, Al, in front of goal.
Hey.
It could be unbelievable. What?
But I can't wait, Ray. You know, we're nearly there, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I can't wait for the Championship
to start.
The League One, League Two.
I can't be having these Olympics.
I'm having Portsmouth League Two.
Cock-up.
Portsmouth League Two?
No, I backed them last year. No.
I think they won't be
taking any of my money.
I'm going to go Portsmouth League Two. League One not really looked at yet.
Do you know who I think will absolutely stroll it? Hibs in Scotland. in the Championship. I think they'll absolutely struggle.
I haven't looked at that.
No, I don't. Well, why?
Why would you want to look at that for?
Well, you're talking about Portsmouth.
Well, it's a better league, isn't it?
No, it's not. No, I think Neil Lennon will bring Hibs up.
Oh, yeah. I wish Neil well, because he's a good lad, isn't he? And
that's a double. Hibs up, hold down.
And Rangers to win the league?
Get lost. Get lost.
What a win trouble that is.
You're having a laugh. Ray Parler with me and Alan Brazil up front.
Brought to you by Audioboom.
BetOnBrazil.com is for over 18s only. Betting should be fun, so please bet responsibly. For more on this, visit gambleaware.co.uk.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.